There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Something's going to my head.
The doctor is in.
You know, I feel like today, Dr. Batar, is one of those days where you show up at the office and say, dude, you know, we're only supposed to have like 10 patients for you. We got 100, right? We got 100 things to do. How are we going to get it all in? You got to be Superman.
Well, I guess we better get going.
All right, diving right into it. First and foremost, the mainstream media is going bonkers over the measles outbreak in Disneyland. We covered this story last hour as well, and they had a medical ethicist on saying, you know, all of us who question vaccines or don't vaccinate our children or flat earthers, we're Holocaust denialists. I mean, it's incredible. They're so desperate to make sure no one else learns that maybe there's a better way to strengthen immunity besides putting toxins into the bodies of newborn babies.
Well, the question has to be asked that if the vast majority of these people are vaccinated as they are, then why did they have the measles break out? Why didn't anybody answer that question?
Oops. No, they got to call us names and deny it. Because, you know, again, if you're allowed to think clearly about this situation, you start stepping back. And, of course, they're still arguing that the herd immunity thing. And then they'll come back, Dr. Batar, and they'll say, well, we know the vaccine's not 100% effective. That's why we have to vaccinate everybody so that even if somebody gets it, maybe others won't.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, you know, Robert, the herd mentality aspect, I just don't want to be part of that herd. I've always liked that term that you use, the sheeples.
Yes.
And as a sheeple, kind of, I always get this picture in my mind of the lemmings going off the edge of the cliff.
Exactly.
And the sheeples are as they go off the cliff, I would rather get the measles, which you and I both know that the chances of us getting the measles is far, far less, exponentially less than somebody that's been vaccinated for it. Mm-hmm. Not because we've had necessarily an exposure to the measles, but because our immune system is that much more intact that it hasn't been violated. At least ours hasn't been violated in the last 10, 15, 20 years, as opposed to many people whose immune system has been assaulted over and over repetitiously. So we know that our resistance would be that much better to anything. It's not just the measles, to pretty much anything.
I was exposed. My son had measles, chickenpox and measles. So, you know, we were exposed, no problem. But again, they're hearkening back to 1850s and saying, oh my gosh, half the people are going to die, yet zero. Even in this compromised environment that we're in, of those outbreaks that they claim to have are happening right now, nobody has died. Few have been hospitalized, but nobody has died.
Exactly. And so when your underlying immune system is better functional, there's less assaults, less toxins, less burden, less things to make it weaker, less things to make it more susceptible, then by definition, your body is going to be able to withstand the various pressures and burdens that it's been exposed to compared to those that have a greater amount of toxicity in their bodies and have had what I call an annihilation of the immune system by this indiscriminate use of vaccinations. And again, you know, I don't want to sound like we're a broken record here. We're not anti-vaccine. We're anti-conventional vaccine.
The way they're doing it today. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
There's a distinction. And, of course, there are things called, like, homeoprophylaxis that they will not acknowledge because, they claim that there's no such thing as energy, right? Energy doesn't matter. What? So we'll get into that another time, but suffice it to say, again, they're yelling and screaming, and it's not looking good for them. It shows me they've jumped the shark, so to speak. When they've got nothing else to do, they start calling us names And that is, it's not very impressive. I just remember this years ago after 9/11 and the fears of bioterrorism, I helped to come out with a homeopathic remedy that included all of the different bioterror agents in a homeopathic form. Could never harm anybody. But immediately the FDA got wind of it, visited, and said, you can't do that. And I ended up on TV in Atlanta on a Fox News station. They interviewed me. I was very calm about it, relaxed, just relating it. And then the person they had to counter me was like an Emory PhD, where I went to school. And she was a whiny lady. I don't know what the... I mean, she sounded like hysterical. I'm thinking, you know, this doesn't look good for you. You know, they can't calmly dialogue this stuff.
Yeah, maybe she's had too many vaccines. No, the honest response to somebody who has a legitimate argument to make will always be a quiet exchange of ideas and openness. And, you know, you can agree to disagree. Now,
sure.
Having said that, I was in Italy, and I was a keynote speaker at a conference on childhood neurological disorders, and I had been invited by the head of the neurological division for the public health division of Italy, and it did get pretty agitated. I mean, that whole conference did get pretty ugly, and the reason was because they had, I didn't realize it at the time, but it was that guy that did all the research for the vaccines, the infectious disease guy, Offit, what do they call him, Offit the Prophet or something like that?
Yeah, Paul Offit, the guy who vaccine profits.
Right. And I never even realized until years later who it was. I didn't know what his name was. But that would explain why his new book that came out had a chapter on...
Attacking
five
you.
Chapters and five doctors. I'm
yeah,
sorry?
And you were one of them. Exactly.
Yeah,
badge of honor, my friend.
Well, I kind of thought, it's like, I was surprised when I heard that. I was like, he had a whole chapter on me. I was like, I would never even mention him in my book, so I'm not sure
yeah.
You know, where that came up from. But anyway, it had been one of those things where he was the last speaker after myself, and he basically showed some of my slides but gave half-truth and tried to minimize some of the things that we were talking about, and it got really ugly because I got agitated. Two of the other doctors that you get come, you know, on the stage, they were sitting with me on the panel, were trying to calm me down. Because the guy was just blatantly lying. And then the best part was that a woman stands up in the audience. I think you and I have talked about this off the air, but a woman stood up in the audience, and I had those little earpieces in that basically allowed the interpreter to be able to narrate what's happening, and it was all being said. He was speaking in English, so I knew what he was saying, but, you know, many of the other people there didn't speak English. There was Italians, Germans, everything was there, French. So it was a European conference. And what was interesting was when this woman started speaking, she just stands up, and I mean, I'm getting agitated. They're trying to calm me down. I'm sure it looked like a circus up there. And this woman starts to say stuff. And Offit stands up, and he's smiling, right? Because he thinks that this woman is, like, supporting him. But she was, like, you know, really, really, in Italian, saying something, and she was, her hands were down. She was angry, and she was, like, basically screaming. And the narrator is narrating this, and he's thinking that she's getting upset with me because I'm creating an agitated situation up on stage, and then I hear the interpreter, you know, they're saying something there, and then this hesitant is like, can we say that? And she was basically calling him a son of a you know what and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, her child had been under treatment using our protocol with one of the doctors there in Italy, and had started speaking, became diaper trained, etc., etc.
Wow,
and
yeah.
Essentially, ridiculed him off the stage. Everybody was clapping for this woman. And I realized, I was like, you know what, I'm getting agitated over nothing. I just sat down. I didn't have anything more to say after that.
Nicely
done. So I think
done.
The truth itself will end up speaking, even though sometimes inside ourselves, that turmoil that
sure.
to defend or to, you know, to basically make our viewpoint. Because here's the thing, the catastrophic consequence of our argument being negated without being heard is that people die. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah, but the perception is the opposite, of course, and they attack the parents, they ignore the doctors, such as yourself and a doctor we quoted last hour who says, don't do the vaccine, get the illness, you're much better off, and their plan is backfiring. And just like you had said, I'd referenced this last hour, while the vaccine herd stampedes over an immunological cliff, they move into what we might call autistic oblivion, which, if they deny this information coming out, they may never be recovered.
So... as far as I'm concerned, there is a difference in each individual's ability to discern the truth from the non-truth. And that is what allows an individual to survive. That is what allows an individual and their progeny to survive, for them to contribute to the genetic pool. It would be really no less than talking about Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest, or, you know, the evolutionary selective bias, if you will. And I think that we're at that critical juncture now that people can allow somebody else to think for them, and, as you said, go into this oblivion state, or we can start thinking for ourselves and look at what the argument is and use our own intellectual ability to discern the truth from the non-truth.
Yeah.
And,
you know, we need to get Liam Sheff back on with us to talk about these official stories again, remind everybody of this to help them see through it.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea. The other thing, Robert, too, is that I believe that if you look at history, if people want to look at history and see how often the governments, the professional bodies, the specialty groups, look at how many times whatever they advocate has been the correct answer, has been the truth. And historically, we know that it's like 90% plus of the time, whatever the governmental bodies are talking about, this is not just in our society. You can go back historically to the last 5,000 years. Whatever has been advocated by the authoritarian body of the time, mm-hmm. whether it's professional, whether it's political, whether it's militaristic, whatever it is, has been always on the, or usually is always on the wrong side of the argument.
Yeah.
And well, so if history is any precedence, then, you know, we know exactly what's going on here. But it doesn't even take history to look at it. It just takes common sense, for God's sake.
Right, right. I mean, if you want to be a collectivist cliff diver, go right ahead. We're not going to stop you. I mean, we might say, hey, you know, not a good idea to jump off that cliff with everybody else, but listen, we're not into violently stopping you. It's your freedom to do so. We hope that you listen. If you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's Advanced Medicine. We do this every week with Dr. Rashi Batar. You can always catch the archives. The easy version for this is right at medicalrewind.com, which is awesome. And, again, a discussion of this magnitude, because people are looking for answers and they are detecting. They've got their, I'll just say it, the BS meters are working better. And the more these doctors and medical ethicists are screaming at us about our perspectives on the immune system, the more they're going to lose these parents who are not convinced by any amount of screaming by these doctors who basically lied to them and kept this information from them.
Yeah, that's the truth, Robert, that when people start to use their own common sense and they start looking at the information for what it is, the truth will beckon to them and their BS meters will start to sense.
Work again, yeah. All right, we're going to take our first break of this hour. Dr. Rashi Batar is with us. The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, the international bestseller. It's linked up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. Get it. We got a question about homocysteine and more after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And help me do that each and every week. Dr. Rashi Buttar, drbuttar.com, drbuttar.com. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You know, Dr. Buttar, we've talked about these topics so many times, and they need to be said again and again to reinforce, and of course, all the new listeners that come on board here. But one of the things that the old guard, the mainstream media, they never like to show are people that have actually healed from these things or that were actually injured from these things. Because if you start showing that, and then there are doctors like yourself that have results, it's a game changer for them. So that's kind of the place where they can't go.
Well, that's a very good point. In fact, over the last 18 years that I've been in private practice, and obviously everybody has their detractors, and I've got more than my share of the detractors and the naysayers, but I've also got a lot of people that have been helped now from 83 countries, and a lot of accolades and a lot of positive expression and you know, intentions that have been sent out. And yes, you know, when you that's the key. That's the litmus paper test. Which way has resulted in benefits to the individuals? And if you start to look at, from a philosophical standpoint, you start to look at the differences. The difference is very, very simple, Robert. The difference is where one side is being treated with synthetics, and again, synthetics isn't the difference, because I use synthetic substances too, because as I said, putting an IV in, using ethylene tetracetic acid, or any of these other chemical substances that are synthetic man-made, there's nothing natural about that. But when you're using synthetics to cover up symptoms, versus you use whatever treatment modality you have to enhance the system, to get the system back on track, to get the physiological laws that our bodies have been created with, to get them back in line so that we are no longer blocking, stopping, annihilating the system the way it was designed. So when you start looking at all these drugs, you've got beta blockers, you've got calcium channel blockers, you've got ACE inhibitors, you're inhibiting, blocking, stopping reactions. We're not enhancing, promoting, allowing these things to move forward, and that's what we need to do. We need to allow the metabolic process to move forward. So how do we do that? We get the garbage out of the body, and if we have to use synthetics to get the garbage out of the body, then so be it. But the point is we're trying to reestablish and reboot the system to that what it was when we were born, when we were as clean as we were created by
the And, of course, we've talked about the extraordinary environmental degradation, some of it external to us, some of it applied by injection by the medical profession, again, corrupting the integrity of a healthy terrain. And that's what that's why I said we're supportive of all the methods to get that get people out of crisis like this.
Right, and Robert, I just want to point out too before we go on to the next subject, it's not just the vaccines, okay? It's the drugs that people are given. It's the air that they're breathing with the combustion of fossil fuels that are that where the standards have been lax. It's the environmental burden that has been placed on the food substances that we're eating, the genetic modification of the foods, the homogenization, pasteurization, and radiation of the food. It's the water we're drinking. It's everything on top of everything else that it's amazing to me that the human system, the physiological system, not just even the human system, any system, whether it's a cow, a horse, a dog, whatever, it's amazing that they're still functional with as much garbage and as much damage that we do to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's
that's
a question.
That's a testament to the,
go ahead.
To the ultimate design of the creator is what it is.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it'll come back to the same situation, I'm sure, with this question, because a woman's concerned because her homocysteine level is 165. Stephanie writes in. She says the doctors at Brigham's and Women's say we don't know what to do about it. We're not worried about it. I mean, you know, the whole idea, as we said, of cholesterol, we know it's different and distinct. Again, a 165 homocysteine, what would you say?
Well, I mean, homocysteine is a nonspecific marker, you know, of it indicates inflammation. It's usually the easiest way to treat homocysteine levels, if you're concerned about homocysteine levels, is it usually indicates that the person has a methylation compromise and they need more B vitamins. But really, everybody that's trying to give more B vitamins because somebody's homocysteine levels are up, they've basically forgotten the first step in this whole cascade. And that first step is there's a reason that the B vitamins are down. There's a reason that the system is, you know, in a sympathetic momentum overdrive. The reason why the homocysteine levels are up is there's something that's going on. What is that something? We don't know what it is until we work the individual up. And it's probably metals. It's probably persistent organic foods. It's probably any one-off, probably multiple number of those seven toxicities. And as soon as we start addressing those things, then the body's methylation, glycosylation, you know, acetylation passes will start coming back online, and everything will come back intact, and the body will equilibrate to itself.
Yeah,
but
the one syllable
itself, it must need to, first you need to get rid of the garbage.
Yeah, the one syllable word here is stress. Physical toxins are stress. Emotions are stress. They're all levels. And, of course, the nine steps to keep the doctor away goes into all of that and how to remove them. So it's not just about vitamin B shots. It's about removing the garbage. Come back to that, and we'll come back to that. Also, a cancer story after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-315-8680. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Call 1-800-315-8680.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. Or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we do advanced medicine every week here with Dr. Rasha Bittar. You know, last week we were kind of previewing a webinar that we're working on behind the scenes with Dr. Bittar. Just want to let you know we haven't forgotten it. You'll be the first to know. The moment it's set up, we'll be able to set up places where you can go and participate and be part of it. That's all I'm going to say today. Dr. Bittar is working very hard behind the scenes with his team as well. But right now, I want to dive into the topic of cancer, chemotherapy. Again, just like we talked about vaccines, you have a very polarized people that will say you're irresponsible for not doing something like chemically poisoning a child's body to kill the cancer, and playing a game of chemotherapeutic chicken. And Dr. Bittar, of course, you didn't go into medicine planning on helping people with cancer necessarily, but it turns out a lot of people come to you for help in this way.
Well, I really didn't go into medicine to do anything to do with cancer or autism or any of the stuff that we do. I actually went in because I was planning on doing a trauma surgery fellowship, and that's why I started doing the general surgery residency, and that was my direction. But, you know, as we know, when we listen to what the Creator wants us to do, we change our course, and
right.
Now I understand why what happened, and it's interesting, too, that my name in Arabic means one who stays on the right path of life. And, you know, Robert, you know that you probably don't know anybody that's more off the path than I am, but I keep on getting kicked in the right direction. So,
yes. And if we ask Ty about that, he's probably doing some kicking.
Yeah, exactly. But fortunately, you know, the direction was I was pushed in the right direction. So, you know, when we're talking about things like the side effects of chemotherapy and the side effects of many of the conventional therapies, it's almost like jumping right out of the frying pan right smack into the middle of the fire. So
yeah.
We end up having a detrimental occurrence occurring just from the treatment. The iatrogenic will be called the doctor-induced cause of death. And we know that, according to the Journal of American Medical Association, came out a couple of years ago, about a decade ago, a little bit more than a decade ago, the third leading cause of death was iatrogenic causes. And, of course, those that didn't agree with that data said it wasn't the third leading cause of death behind cancer and heart disease. It was only the fifth leading cause of death. So that was their argument.
Right, and it's not a very strong argument. Well, there's an investigation that has been launched into the death of a girl, 11-year-old, from Canada, who died after refusing chemo. But it's kind of a misleading headline here. She actually went through 12 weeks of chemo and decided, you know, with her parents that she didn't want to go through this in this way. She had acute lymphoblastic leukemia. She stopped the treatment in May and opted for some form of traditional medicine and eventually died of an apparent stroke recently. A sad, sad story. But I want to hear from her voice first. And then, Dr. Patron, I'm going to ask you to comment on this, your perspective. But everybody give a listen to this 11-year-old very clearly describing what she did not want to do.
Hi, my name is Michaela Rainsall, and I am writing this letter to tell you that this chemo that I am on is killing my body, and I cannot take it anymore. It has brought me to the point where I had to get carried everywhere and had to get everything done for me because I felt so sick. I have asked my mom and dad to take me off the treatment because I don't want to go this way anymore. I was sick to my stomach all the time, and I lost about 10 pounds because I couldn't keep nothing down. I know that what I have can kill me, but I don't want to die in a hospital on chemo. You can sit at...
Oh, man. I'm just like tears are welling up in my eyes as I hear her voice. She knows, she was aware of the risk, at least it sounded like it, and yet when she came off of it, they said she might have been doing better, but why did she die of a stroke?
Well, that's one of the things that chemotherapy is known to cause the vascular tree to become very brittle, and one of the very common side effects is cardiac anomalies, where people develop cardiomegaly, I have a heart attack, myocardial infarctions after having had the chemotherapy. So all sorts of problems with the vascular system. And as you know, the vascular system, if it's assaulted, will manifest into one of three different types of outcomes. You'll either have a peripheral vascular issue, which is, you know, hands, feet. You'll have a cerebrovascular issue, which is brain, meaning stroke, or you'll have a cardiovascular issue, which is the heart. So, generally speaking, the heart or the brain are the two that get the damage the most, and either they'll die of a stroke or they'll die of a heart attack. And this is a very, very common side effect of chemotherapy. In fact, we've even covered this, Robert, a couple of years ago. We talked about some people. There was a story that we covered about the side effects of chemotherapy manifesting as cardiovascular disease later on in life. And those people that are dying from that,
right?
It was not showing up under the chemo death because it was 5 years or more out, but really it was because it was induced from the chemotherapy.
Right. Well, they went back and found one pediatric oncologist, according to this article, that says it's unlikely that chemotherapy drugs would cause a stroke. That doesn't sound right.
Well, it's preposterous. And remember, when the medical board came against me, they actually found an oncologist to say that this whole concept of cancer eating sugar is all garbage and there's no scientific basis for that. And so when we responded with that, cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. It's known, and they say that that's all poppy talk. It's all rubbish. This is all voodoo,
right.
Alternative medicine garbage you guys are putting out. So I wrote down a piece of paper. I said, ask him what a PET scan is. He said, what's a PET scan? And he goes, it's a scan that's done to, you know, assess the metastasis of cancer. And what basis is that used? What's the basis of the PET scan, doctor? Well, it's a radioisotope labeled molecule. And what's the molecule that they're radioisotope labeling? Well, it's what type of molecule is it, doctor? It's the sugar molecule. Well, why are they doing a sugar molecule? Why is that? You know, he's kind of looking around like, oh, shit, I'm seasoning all my fresh.
Yeah, I'm sure he said that, but what happened was that you trapped him in that. The lie, he was caught in the lie right on the stand. And,
exactly.
And indeed,
and so the point,
mm-hmm.
Well, they just basically ignored it. Remember, there's a kangaroo court, so, you know, the medical board, they pretty much were all sitting there saying, oh, yeah, that probably wasn't the smart thing to say, because once he locked himself into that, because the whole reason that you use a radioisotope-labeled glucose molecule is because of the uptake of sugar preferentially in cancer or highly metabolic cells. So whether it's, you know, it could be like if pregnancy, for example, if a woman's pregnant, there'll be a higher uptake of sugar there. But also, PET scans usually aren't done in pregnant women. They're done in cancer patients. It's a higher uptake of sugar level shows more metabolic activity, i.e. cancer. And the point that I'm making here is with this doctor making this comment of, well, you know, it's highly unlikely that chemotherapy would cause a stroke. That's the same type of a ridiculous argument. It's known right. In the chemotherapeutic literature that you know, you have to be careful for cytotoxicity of the chemotherapeutic agents, and the areas that are most susceptible are the vascular tree, the cardiovascular tree. This is something they look at. They look at kidneys. They look at liver. They look at all this stuff because they know that it causes problems. That's why they're
How are they, Dr. Bitar, how are they delivering a lot of these chemo drugs? Are they directly into the veins?
Absolutely. It's intravenous, yes.
Yeah. So, again, toxic chemotherapy, they're killers of cells. They're playing a game.
And here's the thing, Robert. Mm-hmm. If you look at anybody that's handling chemotherapeutic agents, they're not just walking around like you would handle vitamin C in your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, you're walking around with protective gloves on. I mean, it's almost like they've got hazmat suits on. You know, that doesn't. This is not benign stuff. It's just like those people that say if a mercury amalgam was unsafe, we wouldn't be using it. Then why the hell is it that if you spill an amalgam on the ground in a dental office, it has to be walled up as a hazardous dump or hazardous spill? You have to wall it up. You have to call an OSHA. You have to get biodegradable bags and dispose of it, you know, using hazardous waste containers. But some kind of alchemic process occurs when you put it in somebody's mouth and all of a sudden it becomes safe.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the height of ridiculousness in these arguments that people make. I almost don't even want to argue with people like that. I've actually gotten to the point that in the last 4 or 5 years, when I hear people trying to argue this, I tell them, that's great. Go do it.
Yeah, because knock yourself out, right?
My theory is that this is going to eliminate themselves from the genetic pool.
Yeah, well, and it's also like come back to herd immunity, right? It's 55%. No, it's 60. No, it's 75. No, it's 85. No, it's 94. Nine, it's 93. You know, what's the percentage that they say you have to have? And it just changes all the time to match up to whatever they need to convince you of. And it's not based on their so-called gold standard. It's in the peer-reviewed literature. I mean, point to the one study that shows herd immunity is actually real.
Yeah, it's all an illusion anyway, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is actually very mnemonic off the entire modern societal methodology of education, if you think about it. You know, it's not just in medicine. It's in every aspect. You know, just look at the legal aspect. For example, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people died, and God knows how many people were jailed during the prohibition for alcohol, right? Then alcohol is made legal. Man makes a change over here in law, and all of a sudden everything's okay. And now they're going through that with the cannabis issue. You know, it's been made illegal. Let me get the history behind it. Why it was made illegal? It had nothing to do with the substance itself, which I thought it was just a bad thing. But apparently, it was all because of the paper, the trees that were, I guess it was tree milled, all about paper rice and marijuana with a cheaper fiber to print paper on. But the person who owned
William Randolph Hearst. It was an economic imperative to villainize cannabis in this way.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't rooted in reality. Yeah.
Exactly. So these types of things, you know, we see this in all aspects. In the indoctrination of how people's minds are programmed. I was talking to a person earlier on. You know, when people are talking about a return on their investment of 5%, 10%, you know, if you get a 15% annual rate of return, that's supposed to be a fantastic thing. And they've dumbed us down because they're only giving us 1% or 0.5% or 0.25% in our bank accounts. But my dad taught me a poem. He taught me a poem when I was a kid. And the poem was, I argued with life for a penny only to find dismayed that anything I would have asked of life, life would have paid. So it's really, we are being constrained and limited in the way we program, you know, this herd mentality aspect, this return on your money aspect, this, you know, this is the best you can hope to achieve aspect. I think it's not just in medicine, it's in all aspects of life. And if there's one thing that I would like people to do, is to break beyond your bounds of constraint and stretch your mind, elastic, pull it apart and see what the possibilities are.
Well, that's why we need to do a webinar, do more videos, and do more events, and continue with a more advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Always having a great time with Dr. Bitar. Check it out, drbitar.com. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll see where we go in the final segment. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Super Don, I want to get that audio clip and play it again from last hour for Dr. Bitar, because it's so rare that you get a doctor that agrees with us that's allowed to be on a mainstream news channel, right. Especially about the vaccine thing. I think it would be cool to play it. It's the one thing they can't have happen, yet it's a consciousness shift. It's bleeding through. They can't contain it. They can't control it. Give a listen to this. I think this was out of Arizona, but it was in response to all of the controversy about measles, the MMR shot, the outbreak in Disneyland. They actually had one doctor, they call him the paleocardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson.
Dr. Wolfson has two kids. They've never been vaccinated, and he believes children should be getting infections.
We should be getting measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. These are the rights of our children to get it.
What? Can you imagine? Can you imagine that played on the news?
That's fantastic. We should actually have this guy on, and we should actually allow for a voice for all people that are talking sense to actually be on the radio. I don't mean just anybody, but I mean somebody like this guy who has...
Yeah, no, I would love to reach out to this guy and get him on and applaud him for being willing to speak out. Not only that he perceives it and believes it the way we do, but the fact is a lot of these guys, you know, that we know exist are not always willing to put their head up above for the fear of getting shot off or losing their license. You, of course, you know that firsthand, but they attacked you so viciously and what the cost was. But yeah, I like to applaud these folks that are doing it.
Whatever happened with that doctor that you had talked about on the air, who was a student when he first contacted you like 10 years ago and now is a physician, and you said you would reach out to him. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard back from him yet, but it's partly my fault because I've been so ridiculously busy that he's probably trying to reach me and I haven't actually been able to follow up. So thank you for reminding me that. In fact, I'm going to dig back that email because I definitely want to get him on the air. He was such a nice boy, I could say, the time I met him. Now a man that's a, you know, full-on doctor with what he's doing. So thank you for reminding me of that. Those are the heart-opening stories I love to bring out because there's certainly enough divisiveness out there. But I think
it was just kind of interesting, too, because I remember when you mentioned that story and we kind of talked about it then, to have other people on that, you know, other people's perspectives. But and it's not because they agree with us. It's because mm-hmm. they have become enlightened. So they've
yes.
evolved beyond the point of, you know, having your head stuck in the sand and covering up your ears and saying, I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. To me, that's something that should be applauded and encouraged. That's,
yeah.
You know, when, not to stick your head in the sand, not that. Meaning come outspoken to encourage people and help them get their message out too.
Yeah. Well, I think let's do that. I'm going to try and reach out to him. Thank you for reminding me of that. See if we can bring up, maybe we can get Liam on again. Because, again, the opening of the mind, when I go out and lecture, you know, I talk about your book, of course, with every lecture I do, because I want people not only to hear what I have to say, but I want them to absorb the information of those who have you know, uncovered these things, those who have stories to tell. And that's kind of like the exercise of the mind and the spirit, in addition to the exercise of the body, the physical body that we all know we need to do. These are things that help to counteract all of that programming we've talked about. All of the things that have been put into our head, like the prayer or poem you said your dad gave you. You know, people are programming you to believe so little of yourself. Like the parable I love so much about you came as eagles, the eagles versus the chickens. And, you know, the eagle that was born in a flock of chickens and looked up at the eagle soaring above him and said, I wish I could fly like that. And he was always able to, but he was convinced by the chickens around him that he wasn't.
Yeah, and that's a very, very apropos story, because that's exactly what's going on in all industry. All the chickens are telling the eagles that you're supposed to be a chicken. And the worst part is that these children that are suffering from autism, they are cognitively superior to their peer group. It is because of those children, because they weren't poisoned back 50, 75, 100 years ago, that allowed us today to have the internet, to have plasma TVs, to have, you know, space travel and planes and trains and automobiles, et cetera, et cetera. But that very population that allowed for us to excel and to make all these comforts that we take for granted today being available to us, it's that same population now that has seems to become susceptible. It's that the raw cognitive ability seems to be defined by the same allele that is also defining the inability to sleep, where the damage occurs, where the polymorphism occurs. So it's actually the chicken and the eagle story is appropriate to this issue with autism.
Right. Well, start soaring like an eagle, and I hope you're inspired to do so each week when we have Dr. Batar on, because I certainly am, and I appreciate you so much, my friend.
I appreciate you too, Robert. Thank you.
All right, stick around. We'll be back tomorrow with more healing. In the meantime, remember this. Tell your friends it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier. From gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.